A new freshman class is arriving at Penn State this week. Last month, a scathing report faulted university leaders, including former football coach Joe Paterno, for failing to protect victims in last fall's child sexual abuse scandal. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the scandal doesn't appear to have hurt enrollment at the school.
In the parking lot outside Penn State's freshman dorms, Samuel Russ of Germantown, Maryland, is pushing a red bin across the parking lot with his mother, Rena.
Yeah, I got a lot of shoes, got some nice suits.
Beddings.
You know, television and some...
Toiletries.
As Russ moves into his new dorm, he says he's tired of hearing about the Jerry Sandusky scandal.
I just sort of put it behind me. I don't really like to hear that much. I just try to forget it.
That's a common sentiment here, but new students and parents still have some questions. Last week, word came that Penn State's accreditation is in jeopardy. University officials say they will demonstrate full compliance with the accrediting body by a September 30th deadline. Still, it's on parent Jill Beck's mind.
I was a little concerned about the reputation, also, graduating from Penn State, that, you know, the scandal is all anybody's going to remember because it's recent history.
Beck's son, Jacob, visited more than a half dozen colleges before choosing Penn State.
Even though all this is happening and that's at the forefront of everyone's mind, it's still the same school that does mostly the same things. And there's a lot to Penn State other than football.
In front of a nearby dorm, Karen Mayer says she graduated from Penn State in 1985. Now her daughter, Devon, is moving into the freshman dorms.
I want her to enjoy her experience and not have herself be bogged down by this horrendous event.
Mayer is confident Penn State will eventually rise above the scandal. Her daughter Devon agrees, but she's also worried about the cost, literally.
Well, I was afraid it would come out in our tuition and that the Penn State students would have to pay for the lawsuits and everything.
Penn State's football program faces $60 million in NCAA fines. On top of that, Pennsylvania has made deep cuts in higher education funding. Over at the university's administration building, Damon Sims is vice president for student affairs. He says in-state tuition of about $15,000 a year went up only 3% this year.
We're fairly well positioned in terms of insurance and other resources that are well beyond the current tuition that students are paying to provide for all of these expenses.
A lot of people choose Penn State for the experience, the irrepressible school pride, and a lifelong community of alumni. Sims believes new students will still experience that despite this scandal.
And in fact, maybe even better, because I think we as a university, the faculty and staff, are even more determined than ever to demonstrate to them and to the world what essentially Penn State is all about.
That message appears to be reaching the students on this campus. Penn State reports it will exceed its enrollment goal as the fall term begins. Jeff Brady, NPR News, State College, Pennsylvania.